Friday, May 17th, 2019. This is the Morning Mix. And good morning, everyone. JW with Christy.
Good morning, good morning. Or is it? It's a little snowy.
Yeah, it is. It's still a good morning, though. It's Friday, and you and I are back in town.
It's been a long time. We had to get this band back together.
That's right.
You've been gone, or in and out, and yeah, so it's been 3 weeks I was with John Burdick, which was fun. Always fun.
Always fun. This is our reunion tour.
Oh, okay, good.
So we're back. We need to send out a press release. Who knows?
I did.
Maybe not.
Hopefully everyone's listening. Yeah. Well, you're listening to The Morning Mix, where we always present live local music and events in the Wasatch Back. Today's show will be one of the same. Our musical guest is Branson Anderson in the studio. He'll be playing throughout the hour. We're going to talk to Dr. Gutches, who is the advisor at the high school to El Grupo Folklorico. They are doing a Mexican traditional dance performance next week. We'll hear all about that. We'll do weekend events at the bottom of the hour. And then we'll talk to Sean Kelly, who is the lead singer of The Samples. It's their 30th anniversary of their acclaimed album, The Blue Album. And they're going to be playing at OP Rockwell tomorrow night. So we'll talk to him about 9:40, and we'll have lots of chatter in the midst of that.
We will have lots of chatter.
We can't avoid it.
This is KPCW in Park City Morning Mix. We shall return right after these messages. Stay with us.
Back by popular demand, Herman's Hermit, starring Peter Noon, returns to the Egyptian Theater May 16th through the 19th. Peter Noon is a multi-talented entertainer, achieving international fame at the age of 15 as Herman, the lead singer of the legendary 60s English beat rock band Herman's Hermits. Reduced price tickets Thursday and Friday. For more information, visit parkcityshows.com or the box office at 435-649-9371. Egyptian Theater is a nonprofit organization and a KPCW supporter.
I'm Lisa Lundquist, Senior Loan Officer at Veritas Funding, supporting KPCW's TED Talk Radio, providing individual focus from finding your dream home to remodeling your existing home or helping with your first home purchase. Veritas Funding, loving, living, lending the Park City lifestyle, located at 311 Main Street or 659-1390.
Support for KPCW comes from the Wasatch Brew Pub, open for lunch and dinner, and offering weekend brunch with traditional menu items like pub steak and eggs benedict. Brewery tours available. Wasatch Brew Pub. We drink our share and sell the rest. WasatchBeers.com.
And welcome back to the Morning Mix. JW here with Christy. We are delighted to introduce our next guest. He is our musical guest for the entire hour. He's going to be playing a song at the top of the hour right now. I'm playing a song at the bottom of the hour, and play a song as we complete the show. His name is Branson Anderson. He has been with us before. Branson, welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Good to be back.
Yeah. So give us an update on what's been going on with you.
Just gigging a lot, getting out of town quite a bit, and working a part-time job, trying to juggle both. Mm-hmm. And so I head out for about a month on the road to Wyoming, Colorado, Nebraska, Montana, California. So going to be making quite a trip.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we're having a reunion tour right now.
Oh, yes, that's right. I was just informed.
Our only stop is Sweet Alley.
Nice.
In Old Town Park City.
We play to our Good hometown venue. Crowd.
We play to our hometown crowd. They're delighted to have us back. Yeah, that's why they put up this bulletproof glass.
So what's what are you going to play for us first?
This is a pretty new song, or a very new song, actually, and wrote it for a project that I'm doing with Joshua James. We decided to do a little old school country album together, so we've been writing that kind of caliber of songs. So this one's called Why Won't You Let Me Love You Tonight.
Live in the Morning Mix, Branson Anderson.
Is it that I'm lowly and slowly getting worse? Is it that I'm slow with speech and always quick to curse? Is it that my future and my mind both ain't too bright? Tell me why won't you let me love you tonight? Am I dressed too lousy for you ever to be seen? Out in public with me, don't you break it to me mean. If we're moving too fast, don't worry, just hold on tight. Tell me why won't you let me love you tonight? I live in constant fear and sorrow, my chance is gone to ever get to love you with your red lipstick on. Won't you come on over here and make me feel alright? Tell me why won't you let me love you tonight?
Hello, friends. This is Jim Nance of CBS Sports, and whether it's local news or sports, the weather or traffic, you can count on KPCW to bring you the very latest here in our beloved Park City.
Hi, this is Shar Wozniak, KPCW board member. KPCW is the voice of nonprofits for the Wasatch Back. The station keeps me informed of local events, provides up-to-the-minute traffic and weather, and the all-important Lost and Found report. As Broadcaster Club members, Paul and I enjoy fun, special events with our friends who are also members. Plus, it's a great way to meet new members of our community who support public radio. We look forward to welcoming you to the Broadcasters Club.
For more information about becoming a Broadcasters Club member, please contact Jennifer at 649-9004, extension 307, or Jennifer at kpcw.org.
Hi, I'm Claudia McMullen, founder of Hugo Coffee Roasters. At Hugo Coffee, we love two things, coffee and dogs, and not necessarily in that order. Part of Hugo Coffee's mission is to save rescue animals in our community. That's why we love sponsoring the Pause for Life Adoptable Moment during the KPCW Classified Show. Hugo Coffee, saving dogs one cup at a time.
We're going to do a little weather for you right now. It is currently 34 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios here in Old Town Park City. We'll have a high today of 46 with 90% snow this morning and 80% snow and then rain showers in the afternoon. Tonight, a little rain and snow as well. Those levels will continue at about 80% with a low of 33. On Saturday, we'll have a high of 50, chance of snow, 50%, and then nice blue skies, hopefully, in the afternoon. But then looking forward into the rest of the week, there seems to be a mix of precipitation continuing. Of course, probability those events happening as we go out in time will diminish, but the current thinking is that we could have some kind of precipitation through Wednesday, and some of that may be snow. And it is currently snowing outside our Sweet Alley Studios. And Christy, what do you think?
I think it's kind of just barely. You know, when people get all their knickers in a ruffle about snow. It's not sticking, and it's just a novelty.
I like it.
It's part of life in the mountains. When you can make a snowman like the beginning of June and take a picture of a snowman in front of the flowers, it's just kind of funny. You post it on Facebook, and then it's all gone. It's okay.
At that point, it's gone.
Sometimes I do remember Memorial Day weekends where it was still snowing, and you're like, everybody in the country is at the pool or the beach, and it's snowing. Yeah. That was depressing. But otherwise, hey, this is how we do it. See my dance move?
It's Friday.
This is how we do it.
We're here.
Hey, so our next guest is Dirk Guches. He is the community outreach coordinator for Latino families at Park City High School, which is amazing because I didn't know we had one of those. So I'm glad to meet Dirk. And he's here to talk about a dance performance that they're putting on next week. It's the El Grupo Folklorico El Tajín. They are a group of high school students who got together and said, we want to form a Mexican traditional dance folkloric group, and they needed an advisor, and Dirk was like, I gotcha. And so they're putting together a show. So welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much.
Did I do that justice, all that?
Everything was perfectly pronounced. Even my name.
Well, hablo español, so Guches wasn't, that's not Spanish.
That's
though.
Dutch.
Yeah, that was, the J threw me off. Anyway, so tell us about the group and about the show and everything the listeners should know.
Okay, last August when school started, a senior came up to me. Her name is Dulce Rea, and she was like, Dr. G, that's my name at school for the kids, Dr. G. Dr. G, I want to leave a legacy. You know, I want to do something for my, you know, for my race, for Mexicans. So I want to start a traditional dance club and do, you know, folklore dance. And she was like, I need a mentor. That's part of the bylaws for student clubs. And I was like, sure, glad to help. So we started, we formed the group. We got three numbers going for the Day of the Dead event we did. They danced three numbers there. And I was very lucky to find a woman who was a member of the National Folklore Ballet in Mexico for 10 years. So this is a consummate professional who has danced all over the world. And she has volunteered her time for the last 8 months training our, I have four dancers left in our club, two boys and two girls, two couples. And these guys are being trained by a professional dancer that, and this woman knows everything about traditional Mexican folk dance as she was a member of the top-notch group in Mexico.
Does she live here in Park City?
Yes. Her name is Lilia Suarez, and she lives here in Park City. She's a great friend, and what a passionate, dedicated educator she is.
Can you describe Mexican folk dance?
You know, most of us are probably familiar with, like, you know, the Mexican hat dance. You know, that's, you know, very, it's very famous. And, you know, you picture El Charro outfits, the Jalisco type dances, guys kind of like in cowboy looking outfits, women in very colorful flowing dresses. We all have that image. And we have, and that's what we have. All of our outfits have been brought up from Mexico. So they're all authentic outfits we wear. And I've used the money I've raised through grants to pay for the shipping and pay for these outfits. So our group is authentic in every sense of the word.
Wow. It's exciting. I mean, yeah. You go to Mexico and of course, I mean, I always would go to a folkloric show, but I like the culture and the dance. So that's cool that the kids are bringing it here. And do they have any say in like they look at videos and go, we want to learn something like that?
They have some say, but Lilia Suarez, was the choreographer and dance teacher. She kind of dictates what's going to happen. And for the show that's coming up next Friday on May 24th, we'll be doing six dances in all, three northern polkas, and then three sones de Jalisco, como three dances like mariachi dances. So there'll be six dances in all. Plus, during the intermission, I'll be doing things like a little bit of poetry, some words of wisdom from famous authors like Carlos Fuentes, Octavio Paz. I am actually a musician too, and I'll be singing like two very famous Mexican traditional folk songs. So I'll entertain the troops while the dancers are changing between sets.
Yeah, you need some sort of filler.
Yeah, you got to keep the people happy.
And in addition to talking about it this morning, we'll try to remember to put it in our weekend event so we can talk about it next Friday when we do our program and promote the event that evening.
Dr. G is also coming on Cada Domingo on Sunday this week,
good.
And he's going to talk to Jorge Rodriguez about 7:15, 7:30-ish, something like that. But you'll be doing that one in Spanish.
That will be in Spanish.
Reaching all of our demographic.
Of course.
So tell people how they can go to the show.
The show is next Friday, a week from today, May 24th, at Ecker Hill Middle School in the auditorium. The show starts at about 7:15. We'll be selling tickets there at the door, starting about 6:15. So 6:15 p.m. to 7:15, selling tickets, and we hope to fill the 400-person auditorium. We'd love to have people come out. As I said, I think we have a well-planned, a well-polished show that will be just an hour long, so it's not going to take your whole evening, but there'll be six lovely dance numbers performed by our kids and a nice halftime show by me, and it really is going to be a very, I envision it as something that's going to be a very beautiful event that I think everyone would enjoy.
And tell us a little bit about how you're raising money to support this group.
Or how
they're raising money.
Yeah, well, I've written grants, and the Park City Education Foundation has given us a grant. The high school's PTSO organization has given us two grants. I participated in the Live PC, Give PC. So we've come up with, you know, some money enough that to buy these beautiful, authentic, not cheap, uniforms, and plus also the shipping. So between the shipping and the uniforms, you know, I've spent all the money we've raised, which has been a couple thousand dollars. And like at our Day of the Dead event, we had little donation boxes and we raised a couple hundred dollars there. The people are generous after they see what we do. And I'm hoping to raise more money, not only through the ticket sales, which are quite inexpensive, but we will be asking for donations at the end of the show. And we'll have some kids out there with some donation boxes. So again, all the money we raise goes right into the group buying uniforms.
And do you envision the group growing? That, are you hearing from other students that are like, oh, I'd like to get involved?
That our mission is to make this grow, to be not just at the high school, but to include all the upper level schools, Eckerd Hill Middle School, Treasure Mountain Junior High, and the high school, and have the program running like 2 days a week practice at Eckerd Hill, and then 2 days a week practice at the, you know, for Treasure and the high school at the high school. So yes, we want to grow this, make this a permanent program for the upper level students at the Eckerd, Treasure, and at the high school. Yeah, that's our goal.
And as you probably know, it takes a while to grow these types of things, but you just have to be patient and keep getting out there and trying different venues or different approaches. And I was thinking, for an example, Silly Sunday, the market, they have an opportunity to showcase some music and things like that. And with all the colorful dress and the dancing and the music, that would be a great way to introduce people to it as well.
I agree with you. That's a great idea. Thank you for mentioning that. Yeah, we obviously, I mean, we're just starting. We're just getting off the ground. So this will be our second performance. We're bringing in, you know, our hope. We have like three costumes now. We're bringing in three more with the money we're raising from this event. And so we're going to have a nicely costumed dance troupe. And, you know, that our goal is, yeah, to have 8 to 12 or 15 dancers, have a bigger company that we can really do nicer performances and be able to do events across the city. That's
well,
our goal.
And these kids are growing, so if they fit the costume, you better get them out there as much as possible.
As soon as possible, exactly.
And in your role as community outreach coordinator, tell us what the population of the Latino students or families in our town, can you estimate?
Well, you know, as we all know, we've got a large Latino, you know, Hispanic community in Park City. More or less, I mean, it varies from school to school. At the high school, it's about 1 in 5 students, about 20%. And, you know, we've got over 1,200 students. So you're talking, you know, 300, you know, approximately 300 students that come from a Latino or Hispanic background. Some of the elementary schools, that number is as high as 40 to 50%.
Almost. I was going to say, yeah. McPoland is up there around,
yes,
50%.
Yes. I mean, so it varies from school to school, but I mean, on average, probably if we average it out, we're looking at about 30% of the student population. Now, I guess it's a rough estimate, but I mean, at the high school, it's like 20%. McPoland's like 40 to 50%. But I mean, you know, there's an undeniable large Hispanic population, part of Park City. Is part of who are part of our community.
And do the other schools have community outreach coordinators?
Almost every school has someone covering. We are working with that. My immediate supervisor, Eric Esquivel, is in charge of the outreach program at the district, and he has been pushing for and is succeeding at getting a person, a body at every school. Like I cover the high school and the learning center, which is basically the same thing anyway. And, you know, Treasure Mountain has someone, you know, Jeremy Ranch has someone, but Belsi Moscoso at McPoland also does Trailside. So we have like a couple schools where the coordinator kind of shares between two schools, and that's not good. They need to be at one place every day. So we are actually expanding and new positions are being created so that there is one outreach coordinator at every school.
Gotcha. You know, Dr. G, we may have some listeners that are listening this morning who would like to get involved some way, would like to know how they can help, either through a financial donation or maybe through a talent, through coming in and doing some work. What sort of people are you looking for? What sort of ways can people volunteer?
Oh, boy, that's a good question. Obviously, financial donations are always readily accepted. As far as volunteering, you know, that kind of stumps me. I don't know quite yet. Like, obviously, when I have big events, I need volunteers to usher, to sell tickets. I mean, there will be opportunities for people to help out. I'm thinking about, I mean, I've had people mention, it's like, boy, I'd like to dance. And so, like, I'm having adults, like, interested in dancing. I don't know how the logistics of that can actually work, because we're like, it's a school activity. But, I mean, there are adults out there that would like to dance, too. I would have to find out and get the authorization if I can have adults coming in and dance with the kids. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I mean, there is interest. There's a large Hispanic community, and there's a large community at large of Parkites who love culture and art. So I think there is room for this here, and there's a need for this cultural expression.
Here's another idea. Maybe someone's planning a summer party, a big bash, and they'd like to potentially have you guys in there. Is that something that you'd be interested in?
Yes.
They're a school group. Is that why your hesitation is coming in?
Yeah. But one reason, I'm going to be in Peru for part of the summer. And one of my
one of my
dancers is going to be in Mexico. So probably wouldn't be able to do the full four-member group. Maybe in June, we would definitely be available. But again, in the future, that's the idea. Yeah, we could be go to private parties, you know, put on a show at someone's house.
And maybe they make a donation to the group.
And they make a donation.
Club,
exactly.
Yeah.
But that is definitely a long-term goal that we, restaurants, private parties where they have big events, we would love to come out and be able to put on two or three nice dance numbers and have a nice show like that. That's a long-term goal indeed.
You're both going to Peru. I'll be in Colville later this summer.
Well.
I'll send you a postcard. You send me one, too.
I will.
How do people get in touch with you? Let's say they've got some money burning a hole in their pocket and they're like, I want to donate. How do I reach Dr. G?
They can call Park City High School and ask for me, and they'll be connected to me. Or they can call me directly via my cell phone number. And I would like that because they can call directly and I can tell them about the show. My number is 435-640-1401. I'll repeat that. 435-640-1401.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for joining us. And if people want to come check out and support the group, it's El Grupo Folclórico El Tajín. They are performing at Ecker Hill Middle School next Friday, May 24th, 7 p.m. the show starts. Tickets go on sale before that. You can buy them at the door, and I think they're quite reasonable. Wasn't it like $3 for an adult?
We're not here to.
So it's pretty much a showcase and a.
Yeah, $3 for an adult, $5 for a couple, and $7 for a whole family. I mean, we're not here to, we want to make incentivize that people come in and come to the show.
And if you habla español, you can listen to Dr. G on Jorge's show, Cada Domingo, this Sunday around 7:15 p.m. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you both very much.
Best of luck, Dr. G.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. It's that music again. Weekend events, everybody. So stay tuned to this. We're going to tell you everything that's cooking here and in Heber and Heber Valley.
Well, it is bike to school or work day, so by now all the kids are at school. It always rains or snows on bike to school day. I'm sorry about that. If you haven't gone to work yet, consider hopping on your bike.
Yeah, in Heber this weekend is the annual Heber Valley Horse Sale at the Wasatch County Event Complex. Brent Kelly and his family spent the entire year searching for the best of the best horses for this event. Horses and horse enthusiasts come from around the country to take a look at the best 120 horses available for purchase. There's going to be some rodeo events, obstacle maneuvers, and a tack consignment sale.
The Food Trucks by Firelight in Heber continues. It's now every Monday, Friday, and Saturday night in Heber at the Heber City Building. It's going through the summer. And the Heber Valley Railroad is running a Star Wars fan train tonight with costumed characters, trivia, prizes, music, and games aboard the scenic two-hour train ride.
Park City Film is screening Amazing Grace this weekend with screenings tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Never-before-seen movie features Aretha Franklin recording the most successful gospel album of all time. I saw the trailer for this several weeks ago.
I bet it's amazing.
This is going to be...
Amazing. Amazing Grace.
This is going to be really cool. I'm going to go.
Here are some options for live music today in and around town. DJ Diz is at Downstairs. Herman's Hermit starring Peter Noon at the Egyptian Theater. Shuffle is at the Spur. Hot House West is at Silver Star Cafe. Slim Chance and his Psychobilly Playboys are at the State Road Tavern in Camas.
That's going to button it up for Friday. We move on to Saturday. Running with Ed will be quite visible throughout the school district and on popular trails. So give runners your support and give them a wide berth at street crossings. This is the Park City Education Foundation's 10th year raising funds for the Park City School District to make up for the fact that Utah is the state with the lowest per state spending in the entire country. The race begins and ends at the Basin Rec Fieldhouse with a KPCW live broadcast of the race launch and a finish party with live music, refreshments, bounce houses, and lots of costumes.
If you're looking for a different trail to hike, because those runners will be all over the place, you can join a group hike with Kuhl, that's K-U-H-L. They're hiking up and back on Short Stack Trail, which is a 2.7-mile moderate trail near the top of Summit Park. They're meeting there at 9:30 a.m., and you can join that hike.
Drop-in sledge hockey is an option at the Park City Ice Arena tomorrow at noon.
Students from Ballet West Academy will stage two performances of... Oh, I forgot to write the name down. It's at 2:30 and 4:30 at the Jim Sandy Auditorium in the Park City Library. The performance provides an artistic rendering of how social media can be addictive and harmful. Oh, it's called Sheep. Sheep has been performed at high schools in the Salt Lake Valley where it riveted audiences and received stellar reviews. It's free and open to the public.
Well, here's what's cooking for live music on Saturday. Victor Menigo at the Downstairs, Miss DJ Lux at the Cabin, Hermits starring Peter Noon at the Egyptian Theater, Sean Kelly and the Samples at OP Rockwell, and Small House Strings at the Silver Star Cafe.
Moving on to Sunday, Park City Library and Connect Summit County are partnering to provide a free movie screening of Inside Out, Joy, Fear, Anger, Disgust, and Sadness. It's an award-winning film for the whole family at the Jim Sandy Auditorium at 2 p.m.
And Sunday, Hermits for a final show starring Peter Noon at the Egyptian Theater. I believe that'll be 6 p.m. Is that correct?
That
Christine?
Is. Okay. And I just wanted to let everyone know, if you love our Fresh Tracks program, which is new songs every Friday at the top of the hour, 13 new songs every week, if you want to check it out and you have a Spotify account, go into your search and type in KPCW Radio, and you're going to pop up a whole lot of the podcasts, like all the public affairs shows are podcasts, and they pop up there. But go to the playlists, and you'll see KPCW Radio Fresh Tracks, and you can follow that playlist, and you can hear all of the songs that are new this week, and there's some from last week, and you can just keep listening to that. And if you don't have a Spotify account, then go to the KPCW website, and there's a black banner, one of the icons along the side, graphics, and it says Fresh Tracks. If you click there, you'll go to the Fresh Tracks page, and there will be a link that will put you right to that Spotify playlist. So I want to encourage you to check that out and follow.
Very good. That buttons it up for weekend events, everybody. We're going to power down the music and welcome back our musical guest for the hour, Branson Anderson. Branson, welcome back. How are you doing over there?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah. Was your first song a premiere on radio?
That was the first time I showed it to anybody, actually.
Excellent.
Yeah.
We like that. We're an appreciative audience, don't you think?
Another first. Oh, we are an appreciative audience. And we're always breaking new ground. We always have these, you know, first time ever played type songs. It's great.
It must be the feng shui of the studio. We make people feel comfortable to be vulnerable and expressive.
Feng shui. I know all about that.
Teaching Branson about feng shui in the green room.
Oh,
getting so cultured this morning.
It's scary, isn't it?
KPCW, yeah.
That's how it goes around here.
Yeah.
Maybe we're here to help.
That's right.
What are you going to play for us next?
This one's called Don't Go to the City, and the single I'm releasing on the 23rd, so next Thursday, May 23rd. That's kind of the kickoff for the tour, doing a little show in Salt Lake at the Heavy Metal Shop, and that's kind of the tour kickoff single release party. So you can find this one on Spotify, iTunes, all that stuff, May 23rd.
Live in the Morning Mix, Branson Anderson, musical guest for the hour.
Don't go to the city, baby, I want you here. Fingers will feel hard against your arms for tattoos. Tell me why. any good that I can do, or any kindness that I can show, let me do it now, because I'll never pass this way again. The breeze is blowing softly, the dark of my room is laying outside the window. It'll be morning soon, so throw away.
Our next guest is Sean Kelly. He's the lead of the Samples. They are playing tomorrow night at OP Rockwell. The show still has a few tickets left for sale at oprockwell.com. Sean was, 30 years ago, the Samples released their acclaimed, eponymously named debut album that has come to be known as the Blue Album. A classic in the college scene. I think that people of my age, I'm assuming, Sean, your age as well, are longtime fans of Samples.
Before we get to Boulder, Colorado 30 years ago, you started in Vermont. Do you get back there at all? Is that a special place for you, or is Colorado really where it's at?
I don't get there anywhere near enough. It's definitely very special for me. My mom moved there from Connecticut in very early 70s, like 1971, I believe. Mm-hmm. And then I stayed there until 86, I believe. And then that's when I moved to Colorado. So it's very special for sure.
And the name of your band has sort of an interesting background. Can you tell us about that?
Yep, absolutely. When I did first move to Colorado, which typically at my age never had been here before, it would have been one of those trips. You come out and you starve, and then you head home with your tail between your legs. And I came out with my good friend Charles Hamilton, and we would go to the supermarkets, just like Costco wasn't around then, but you could literally, keep yourself alive going from supermarket to supermarket, eating the sample sections of food. And that was where that originated from, the name.
Well, that's interesting. A woman recently rammed her cart into me at Costco because I was getting a second piece of something. But you have to learn to defend yourself in those types of sample lines.
Yeah, they didn't have those back then either, those lines.
Hey, Sean, I've got two microphones. Can you hear me better now?
It's still the same, but I'm going to extra listen so that I've got you in there too.
All right, so the sound of the Samples has been described as a pop sensibility with a mix of folk, reggae, jazz, and rock. Does that cover it, or are we leaving out any genre that we didn't blend in?
We are leaving out. It's not just a genre. For me, I find it to be shelf life lists, if that's correct, melodic, pleasing music, and I'm leaving some things out. That's kind of a basic, that's how I see it. It doesn't even fit in as much as any category as it does, the actual sound of it, what it really is. And it's melodic, it's very melodic music. There's a heart and soul in it that really, it doesn't seem to have a shelf life. For me, it's like wine, it seems to, I'll listen to songs that are so old and be like, wow, it's still completely relevant.
That's pretty much the KPCW playlist, because we play songs from 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s now that are songs that are a testament to they stand the test of time. People always want to hear that song again.
And if somebody has a body of work that spans 30 years, there's going to be all sorts of different pieces of different genres. We may be in a time where we're less inclined to throw somebody into a pigeonhole and say this is the genre of their music, because musicians play lots of different music, don't they, Sean?
Oh, no, absolutely. And it's all, the way I see it is, it's kind of... it remixes itself, Other people, take songs, and it all keeps going back into the big pan and stirred up again and done through, it's filtered then through, like, ourselves, like a lot of the music from the 60s and 70s very much influenced me. And I know that somewhere in this music, there's bits and pieces of all that. and things that that I had heard. So it's not so much the specific genre, but so much.
It's hard to describe your art.
Well, it's like, yeah, you know, because it's so subjective, and it's however it's each person that everyone's ears are individual and different. It's like taste
And you have a new album coming out too, right? Indian Summer comes out next week.
Yeah, this is going to be very exciting. I really feel that this is going to be a very strong album. As far as like the test of time goes, you know, when I started writing the first songs on the first album, I wrote when I was like 17 years old, and now I am
older,
27. So,
I'm
now 54. Yeah. So there's a big span of time that's gone by and have made up to, I think we've gotten 20 something albums that have been made, 25 or 4 or something. And this one really marks kind of an older guy's age, an older guy's experiences in life.
Well, 54 is not that old, Sean.
It's not. No, it's not.
Says the old guy in our room.
Says the old guy on the radio. But no pun intended, but I did sample some songs from Indian Summer this morning on your website, and I think you got something there. It's some good hooks, some good lyrics.
Yeah, and there's some of the stuff is still getting mixed as we speak. It should be done like, and I'd give it about a week and a half if that. It should be finished, and there's a lot to it. It's very deep. There's a song on there about when I was a little kid, and I used to walk 3 miles up these train tracks to this place that was an old silo, an old coal silo, and catch pigeon, and I would bring pigeons home, and we would raise pigeons in these little coops we built. And you know, I never thought about that stuff until recently, and then I wrote a real quick song about it. It covers that. Like when I listen to it, I'm like, yep, that's exactly it. And there's a couple songs that we lost a good friend of ours who took her life about 3-4 years ago, and I wrote a song for her. And it's not, when you listen to it, there's nothing that you would connect it to that, but it's a song that's deep and about that. And then there's some songs about experiences of personal stuff going on in my life. There's a reggae tune. I mean, it's really cool. It's going to be a very eclectic, neat album. I'm excited to get it all put together, all the artwork and everything, and then hand it over to someone and say, now listen to this, because the sequence has so much to do with it. And when you sequence this, I still hope people listen to CDs, because I really look at it still that way. But sequencing has so much to do with how you listen to something new that you haven't heard. You know what I mean? Like, it's like colors. And if 5 colors are all one color of the rainbow, and then the last one a different color, it's like they complement each other. You have to really put it in a specific order to make each song jump out in certain ways. And that I don't know if people can do that anymore. I don't know how they do CDs anymore, if they do, but this is going to be a CD.
Well, if you're just joining us, I just want to remind the listeners, if you're just joining us, we're talking to Sean Kelly of The Samples, and they're playing at OP Rockwell tomorrow night. I just have one last quick question for you. When looking at the band lineup, there's current members listed, and then there's 24 people listed as past members in a span of 30 years. That can make sense. But I wonder, when you're changing up who's in a band, and maybe sometimes you're left, you know, I'm still the guy. What is that thought process of changing the name to something else, or keeping the name and the brand and just refilling it, repopulating it?
It's really more so like The Samples. It's a sampling of different musicians. You know, it's not ever been one specific group of people, because even in the very beginning, the original guy that I moved out to Colorado with, he's on our very first album, but that was the only one he was ever on. And he was a very integral part of the band, as far as he got me to leave Vermont in my early 20s to come to Colorado. So it definitely, this band has very little to do with the novelty of having the original members, as opposed to what it's taken to keep this type, this sound going. And
I like
I've
it.
Always
it's
written
metaphoric.
The majority of the songs, and I, you know, could have been called the Sean Kelly Ding Dong Band, and you wouldn't have known any, you'd never know the difference as people come and go, but it is The Samples. And that's also a big part of it, is people come and go. And that's what's kept it fresh and rich.
Sean, are you? What time do you go on Saturday night? Do you have somebody opening for you?
Those details I don't know offhand, okay. But...
you can go to the website for OP Rockwell and find out the information.
Is there something there?
Yeah.
And I also wanted to really mention, you know, that we're touring all summer. It's going to be the
Indian Summer Tour.
The Indian Summer Tour, and that's going to be happening all summer, so a lot of exciting, cool things are happening.
We're going to take you out playing one of your cuts titled Feel Us Shaking. If you'd like to introduce that tune for us, tell us what album it's off of.
I will indeed. This is on several albums because it's some live versions, but this song I wrote when I was 18 years old. I was living in Cape Cod at the time, painting houses one summer. Let's see, what else can I say? I wrote it about going on a whale watch cruise in the Barnstable Harbor and seeing for the first time as kind of a young guy, things like that on my own, whale watch cruises and whatnot. And it stood the test of time, and it's off our very first self-titled album called The Samples, and it's Feel Us Shaking.
Sean Kelly, lead of The Samples. They're playing at OP Rockwell this weekend on Saturday night. And break a leg, and best of luck on your Indian Summer Tour and with your new album.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, and we look forward to seeing you on Saturday night. Here is Feel Us Shaking. Thank you, Sean.
All right, did it go okay?
Sure did.
All right, I'm a little bit tired. I've got a 4-year-old, so things are a little different these days.
Gentle thoughts,
thank you so much.
Meander through the sand as the shipmate currents reach the land. The omniscient sun paving through the sky. When it's done, all the seabirds fly. We'll be right back.
you have an old car, RV, or boat taking up space in your yard, donate it to KPCW. You'll receive a tax credit, and we receive a donation. We'll take care of everything. Just call 435-649-9004. Thank you for your support.
Hi, Dan Dearden here, owner of Just Right Air, sponsor of KPCW programming. Just Right Air has been advising Park City area homeowners to repair, replace, and maintain their heating and air conditioning since 2004. Details at justrightair.com.
Do you love music as much as I do? Hi, I'm Christy Dilloway, music consultant to KPCW and a groupie for great grooves. I listen to music all the time, looking for the best new tracks for you, adding them to the KPCW playlist to debut as fresh tracks on Fridays. When you hear a fresh track, let me know. Do you love it? Do you hate it? Should it stay or should it go? Post a comment on the KPCW Radio Facebook page, hashtag fresh tracks, or email Christy at kpcw.org. Together, we'll keep the KPCW playlist fresh.
Matt here from San Francisco Design. Since the start of our business in 1990, we have been supporting KPCW. We offer home decor for Park City and Salt Lake and feature modern furnishings from around the world. Whether you're looking to furnish an entire home or just redecorating a single room, we can help with our in-house design team. Located on Bonanza Drive and on the web at sanfrandesign.com.
You've been listening to KPCW in Park City. We want to thank our sponsors for the Morning Mix, Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Wasatch Brew Pub, San Francisco Design, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Utah Properties. We are still in studio with our musical guest, Branson Anderson. Welcome back for a final final song. What's it going to be?
It's called Moonshade, and it was the last single that came out on March 1st, promoting the new album coming out probably around fall, and my new single comes out on May 23rd. So
I didn't follow that chronology. So this song, Moonshade,
this was the first single to
was released March 1st, and March I can 1st, find it in my streaming capabilities,
Spotify, iTunes, all that stuff, Apple Music. Yeah.
We also want to thank everyone for joining us this morning. Everybody, get outside, have some fun this weekend. Christy and I will be back next Friday. Branson Anderson, live in the Morning Mix with a final song.